Crazy Times at Pooklepop by Stephen O'Connor. Pooklepop is an annual music festival which takes place in Helset, Belgium. I've been 3 times, and I only found out on my 3rd trip that Pookle means pimple. It was started by a Flemish youth organisation, and they called it Pooklepop to celebrate the pimply teenagers that were expected to go. The first festival was in 1985. I was a pimply teen myself back then, but I didn't go to the festival. Too far from Northern Ireland. It was a one-day event back then. Now it takes place over 3 days. But the type of music hasn't changed much. They describe it as contemporary and progressive. There is actually a pretty wide variety of alternative music at the concert, with some really big names performing. I've seen Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bjork and Snow Patrol, among others. But what's really great is getting to discover some less well-known bands that you might never hear of otherwise. The first time I went to a music festival, I was 19. It wasn't Pooklepop, but it was in Belgium. I was working in Brussels at the time and travelled to this festival, Werchter, with some mates from work. And this is when, despite the mud and the rain and the cold, I got hooked on outdoor music festivals. There's an atmosphere that, well, you really have to experience it to know what it's like. That first year, I saw some great acts at Werchter. The first band up was Crowded House. When they started playing Weather With You, it started raining, and it didn't let up for the whole weekend. We were knee-deep in mud, and there was nowhere to get out of the rain. Before long, the bands were being pelted with mud. The Red Hot Chili Peppers egged us on, but Bryan Adams was pretty pissed off when they started in on him. That first year, I was camping in a tent with my mates. It was an amazing experience. We ran out of dry clothes by the end of the first day, food and water by the second morning, and money by the second afternoon. We had to make do with scraps of food we found lying around. The showers were filthy, so I settled for washing with wet wipes for 2 days. The less said about the toilets, the better. I put all that down to experience. But these days, I tend to check into a cheap hotel. Or get a friend of a friend to put me up for a night or two. I'm out at the festival most of the time, anyway. The most memorable music festival for me, and surely for everyone who was there, was Pooklepop 2011, when a big storm swept through the town. I was staying at my friend Paul's brother's house, sleeping on a blow-up double bed. Not very comfortable, but better than a tent. Paul's brother dropped us off at Pooklepop the next morning. The festival started around midday, and it was sunbathing weather. Hot and sunny. I was worried about not having brought along any sun cream. We got to see White Denim first on the main stage. I hadn't heard of them before, and was put off by their crap name. But they turn out to be great. A Texas-based indie band that I've ended up really liking. There are 8 stages at Pooklepop and 220 acts, so there was plenty to choose from. After White Denim, we caught Fitz and the Tantrum in one of the tents. They were followed by the Smith Westerns, but we only stayed for the first couple of tracks from them. It was time to refresh ourselves with a beer. We headed off to the beer tent and washed down some hot dogs with a few Belgian beers while watching Skunk Anansie play on the main stage about 500 metres away. The crowds were huge. The whole festival had sold out weeks before. It was great to sit back and relax with a few beers, watching so many people chilling out and having a good time. I could see a massive black cloud building up on the horizon, and there were warnings going out that there may be some thunder and lightning. But the beer was going down well, and the weather didn't seem important. I went to the bar to buy another round. It was time to get down to some serious drinking. As I was lining up for beer, the hailstones hit. They were large and painful. Still, the beer was important, so I put up with the hail. Then the rain hit. Within seconds, my beers were overflowing with hail and rain, and the cardboard tray was soaked through. Before I could react, it fell apart, and everything fell to the floor. By the time I got back to the beer tent, it was crammed and I couldn't get in. I finally managed to squeeze in to collect my bag, just as the top of the tent ripped open. Then I did something really stupid. I ran to the closest tent. By this time, I could see Skunk and Nancy running off stage. Within minutes, a large branch came crashing through the tent I was in, ripping the ceiling apart. So I bolted again. Through the chaos, I could see that the Smith Westerns were still playing when their tent fell down. I was glad that we'd left early. I pushed my way into the merchandise tent. It was chaos, but amazingly, in a field with tens of thousands of people, I bumped into Paul, the friend I'd come with. We were soaked through. I changed into a dry shirt I had in my backpack and slipped on a raincoat. We rode out the rest of the storm from the merchandise tent, totally freaked out. The effects of the alcohol had worn off almost immediately, but it was still like watching a 3D movie. Things were being blown sideways and equipment, trees and branches came flying past. And then it was over. I guess it only lasted for about 15 minutes. Suddenly the sun came out and we could see the extent of the damage. Tents were down, stages and equipment scattered all over the field. The tree outside the merchandise tent had been torn down by the winds. Only about a metre of the trunk was left in the ground. The rest of the huge trunk was about 10 metres away. It had fallen away from where I was sheltering. I realised how lucky I was to get away with my life. If it had fallen the other way... The puddle, and the entire field was one big puddle, came up past our ankles. Within minutes, the ambulances were showing up, and they were taking people away on stretchers with neck braces on. The beer tent was flattened, and the music tent we were in before had collapsed. My friend Paul's 14-year-old son was somewhere in the chaos, and we were looking for him everywhere, and desperately trying to get hold of him on his mobile. As everyone else was on their mobile too, we couldn't get through. It was a terrible time. As we walked around looking for him and calling, reports started going round that a lot of people had been killed in the storm. We walked to the exit, still calling Paul's son. After a good half hour, we got hold of him. He'd given up on finding us and had ended up trying to walk home with his 17-year-old cousin. Paul broke down and cried with relief. Someone had died in the beer tent, and two kids died in the tent we'd been in before. It had been evacuated, but they forgot their bag and, being boyfriend and girlfriend, went back in together to get it. The tent fell in on them. We went home to Paul's in a very somber mood and spent the evening watching the news for updates, listening as the death toll went up. At about 6 o'clock, they made an announcement that the performances for that night would be cancelled and that the rest of the concert was on hold until a decision could be made. The next morning, the organisers of Pukkelpop put out a statement. They announced that the rest of Pukkelpop 2011 was cancelled. Even though the storm, or hurricane, or tornado, or whatever it was over, they called the festival off to show their sorrow for the victims. 5 people were killed in the storm, and many others injured. Facebook messages and tweets were flooding in from the bands who'd been there. Foo Fighters, Eminem, The Offspring, and the Belgian band Dios. Paul and I planned to meet up again at Pukkelpop 2012. I almost bailed out. My wife wasn't too happy about it. But I managed to talk her into it. After all, what were the odds of another disaster happening this year? It wasn't until I was waiting for Foo Fighters to start that I realised the number of people who'd been seriously injured in the storm. There was a disabled section near the stage, and it was full of people who had lost limbs or were paralysed the previous year. Most of them were hit by falling trees or collapsing tents and sound systems. During the show on the first night, there was a minute's silence to remember the people who'd died the year before. It was quite moving to watch 200,000 people dancing, talking, singing and listening, and then suddenly stop. Complete silence for a minute. After the minute of silence, of course, the show went on, as they say. The band started playing again, and we got back to our dancing, drinking and singing.